This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I once took the star of a TV show I was doing out to dinner. We had a lot to celebrate, I told him. Our audience numbers were solid. The network was already preparing to order more episodes. And it was a good opportunity for the two of us to go out and splurge on an expensive dinner. Executive producers are supposed to do things like that with the stars of their shows. So we went to the priciest, most high-end steakhouse in Beverly Hills. "I'll have the ribeye steak," the actor told the waiter, "and the souffled potatoes and cream spinach." I cleared my throat. "Actually," I said, "he'll have the small filet mignon, steamed spinach, and no potatoes, and please take the bread basket away from the table." There was an awkward pause, but I had used my do-not-mess-with-me tone of voice, something that every effective Hollywood producer has or should have at his disposal, so it lasted barely a moment. The waiter wrote down what I told him and then asked, "What will you have, sir?" And I said, "I'll have the ribeye and the potatoes and the cream spinach." When the waiter left, the star leaned in. "Are you trying to say that I'm fat?" "I'm not trying to say it," I said. I am saying it." He protested. He weighed himself daily, he told me. He had barely gained 6 pounds since the beginning of production. "And did I know how hard it was to keep trim on a TV set?" "Yeah, I do know," I told him. "I mean, he's right. It's almost impossible to keep the weight off when you're in production. Each set has something called a craft services table, which is a continuously replenished buffet of all kinds of snacks and sweets and fattening treats. And you look like you've gained a little bit yourself," he said to me. I shrugged. "I have," I said. "But then I'm not on screen, so I can be as fat as I like. You can't. And don't forget, the camera adds at least 20, so now you're 26 pounds fatter." I thought of that dinner when I read that Amy Schumer, the profane and hilarious comic actress, was furious with Glamour magazine for categorizing her as a plus-sized actress. Schumer took issue with her inclusion not because she thinks she's skinny, but because she thinks she's normal. She took to social media to make the point. Her clothing size, she says, is right in the average category, neither slender nor what is euphemized as plus-sized. Women, she pointed out, have a hard enough time with body-sized insecurity. Her point is that skinny isn't normal and shouldn't be the standard by which women are judged. And from the apologies that came forth from Glamour, it's fair to say that she made her point well. But even if, and I don't think she should do this, and I don't think she will because Amy Schumer strikes me as a person with a lot of courage and character, but even if she decided foolishly to go on a crash diet and lose enough weight to be genuinely skinny, she shouldn't do it. Audiences like Amy Schumer the way she is right now. Now, the star of my show, though, had a different problem. He started the series as a slender and trim young man. That's the person I cast in the role, and that's who audiences expected to see each week. So it may have been disconcerting to him for me to call him fat, and it may have hurt his feelings when I told him that he needed to hit the gym more often and hire a trainer and stop grazing on the craft services table, but he understood the point. And naturally, it was easier and probably less legally actionable for me to have that conversation with a man rather than a woman. Although with him, I probably should have been more sensitive and thoughtful. I probably shouldn't have eaten the chocolate ice cream for dessert. But, you know, why not? I'm a writer, after all. I could be as fat as I like. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will find it. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.